Okay, we're going. Bring the, to order the meeting of the Board of Directors of Colorado City Metropolitan District, Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024, at 6:16 p.m. We should go to the pledge allegiance still.
Yep.
If you would join me in the pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And all board members present, everybody knows the board members, I think. So.
I make a motion at this time that we adjourn the meeting.
I don't think we can adjourn it if we're going to still continue to discuss things.
So you want to discuss the Metro stuff?
Well, let's just suspend the agenda.
Okay, I make a motion at this time that we suspend the agenda.
I will second that. Any questions from the board, anything? Let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Sarah? Greg?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
And Chair votes yes. Agenda suspended. So really what this is, and for the audience, what this is for everybody is that the reason that we have, these are special meetings, they're not regular meetings. And they really truly are workshops. They truly are just, we want to be part of the community, and we're citizens tonight rather than board members, and we just want to discuss things. Anything. It doesn't matter what it is. The reason we have to post a meeting is because there's more than three of us here. So because of discussing, if there's discussion of Metro business, then we have to post it as a meeting. That's the only reason we're calling it a meeting. So I really want, as far as actually structure.
Mr. Chairman, may I add? It's a community forum.
And
so that's, I walked in the door, I thought it's a community forum. I didn't know we're going to have motions and stuff like that. I thought we were just going to talk.
And that's what we're going to do. But okay. The only reason we have to have a motion or have to have a meeting is because of the fact that there's more than three of us here.
I get it.
That's all. Other than that.
This is the first time this has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more than three of us.
Yeah.
Usually there's only one or two of us.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're open. I mean, that's it, guys. The meeting's open for discussions. I would just as soon be out there in the audience.
Do you want me to read Dennis's letter?
Yeah, in fact,
that's what he wanted.
I, as a citizen, yeah, I think that you should read it for Dennis.
He gave me this morning. I believe that authorizing the CCAAC Metro Board to impose a monetary fine against Colorado City residents that the CCAAC Metro Board feels have not abided by the outdated covenants and then turning uncollected fines over to the county to be collected along with property taxes is a blatant overreach of Colorado City Metro Board of Directors. This would also go against what was drawn many of us who have made Colorado City our home. There is currently no consistent enforcement of the outdated unit covenants, even with CCAAC efforts. Many of the covenants are so outdated that newer laws, regulations make many of the covenants unenforceable as well as null and void. I have heard citizens report offenders of the covenants on a few occasions, and they were told to contact the county to enforce the discrepancy violation. I believe that if this fine authorization goes into effect, that this would be the first step by Metro Board to start an HOA in Colorado City. HOAs have the authority to regulate the use, maintenance, repair, replacement, and modifications of common elements of a housing unit and impose a fine on those residents that the HOA feels have violated the HOA's regulations rules. This is basically what we currently have in place now, and the old and outdated covenants exempt for authority of imposing fines. I recommend that the authority to fine residents for noncompliance of the covenants not be allowed. I also recommend that the Metro Board take it under themselves to spend their resources on voiding all the current outdated unit covenants and go by current Pueblo County regulations instead of making the residents of Colorado City comply with two sets of regulations. I vote no on authorizing fines for noncompliance of the covenants. Turn them over to the county to be dealt with just as you teach citizens to do. That was from Dennis Carnes.
Oh, anybody
to read? Can I just add
This is his letter if anyone wants it to read it. Or,
I just wanted to point out that for everybody that in the House of Representatives and through the Senate and signed by the governor, this act, House Bill 24-1267, gives Metro Boards a new, power to levy fines against people who violate covenants. We have not discussed it as a board, so I don't, and I'm not even sure I understand it completely because I'm not an attorney. It is a document that exists. It is something that's come across our radar recently. And I'm just saying that it exists out there if you want to look it up. House Bill 24-1267. I've got a spare copy if anybody wants it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bob?
Mr. Chairman, may I use the podium? This could be a little lengthy.
To speak to the audience.
I understand.
Consider us as audience. You're talking to everybody now, not just us.
The first question would be to the board member that produced the act. Did you read the act? That's the question. Everybody seems to think that the act grants new powers. Now, before we get to the act, let's look at where we're at and how we got here in the first place. Colorado Revised Statutes Title 32, Special Districts 32-1-1004. Now, I pulled that, and it's current as of, and I want you to understand this date, 2022, January 1st of 2022. This goes back to the time when the board actually looked into what they could and could not do, and it was determined that the board could not find property owners. Now, we get that because if you go down 32-1-1004 to subsection 8A, II, the declaration, rules, and regulations are any similar document containing the covenant to be enforced for the area within the metropolitan district named, the metropolitan district as the enforcement or design review entity. The documents you own, that you have on file, does not name the metro as the enforcement entity. It names you as the ones that would appoint a committee. That's as far as your reach went. You could appoint a committee. That's what the board did. It appointed Colorado City Metropolitan Architectural Committee. Then the committee appointed a review committee. So now we have three entities to deal with. Moving on, let's look at the act. House Bill 24-12-67, as the board member pointed out. We go to the very first section. 1.5, the board of a metropolitan district furnishing covenant enforcement and design review services pursuant to section 32-1-10048. 10048 is what I just read you. 10048 does not give you the power to make fines. Let's continue. Section 2 in the Colorado Revised Statutes 32-1-1004 add 8D. So it does not supersede 8A. It adds D. So the stuff within this is added to A. We move on down. 8D and furnishing covenant enforcements and design review pursuant to this subsection 8, the Board of Metropolitan District shall comply with a procedural requirement set in this in section 32-1-1004.5. Well, 1004.5 is what this act is. It's creating 1004.5. So if we move down to Section 3, the first thing it says, 32-1-1004.5. This is the new law. And we look at B, covenant enforcement and design review services, means the covenant enforcement and design services that a metropolitan district may provide in relation to residential property pursuant to Section 32-1004. So you see, it does not override what was already here. What was already here, you have no power to make fines. We go on. Section B down to DI. Let's move just to A there. With the authority to make decisions regarding enforcement of an instrument that a metropolitan district enforces pursuant to this section or section 32-1-1004-8. We keep going back time and again to the original law. There is no new law on this. We go to E. Instrument means the declaration, rules, and regulations or any other instrument that a metropolitan district enforces pursuant to this section and section 32-1-1004-8. We're back to 8 again. Moving on, number 3. In furnishing the covenant enforcement and design review services, the board may fix from time to time increase, decrease, fees, rates, tolls, fines, penalties, or charges for covenant enforcement and design review services furnished pursuant to this section and section 32-1-1004-8. Now, I can go through the entire act. There's 14 pages here. But I think you're getting the picture right now that nothing changed. You never had the power. You don't have the power. The state did not grant you new power. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Audience? Somebody's got half an opinion.
Well, I came in late, so I have no idea what he was talking about.
We're talking about
the meeting was supposed to start at 6:30. We were here at 6:25. That's rude.
I think it was
at 6:15. 6:15 is when it's posted for.
6:30.
Okay. Anyway, what we're talking about is, and again, for everybody that has not heard, this is a town forum. This is not a meeting. So we want the audience, we want to hear from the audience and consider us citizens just like you are. We're not board members tonight. We're just citizens. And we're just here to visit, to talk about issues. We want everybody to, even ourselves, we want to be able to speak up if we want to about just issues in general. So please consider this your meeting. It's not our meeting.
But you am on a board t-shirt.
Well, I'd rather be on that side.
It was clean, right?
No, I guess what was the question? Apparently there's some discussion about the new House bill that was passed. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, about the new bill that was passed that authorized, and as Bob read, what it done is it deals with fines for covenant violations.
Right.
And that's, as far as knowing much about it, honestly, I'm not so sure we know much about it. It hasn't been, amongst the board, it has not been discussed. So we really don't know much about it at all. But so hang on, Greg.
So the contention, Neil, is that there are no new powers granted with this law other than the ones that were there. And in your reading thereof, you were saying that there are no powers granted in the original law to go ahead and issue fines.